This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitchell Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Fry-yay. Make sure you check out Scotty's Vodka. DMV made, and you can now get it in select Virginia ABC stores. I'm fired up, man. Always good to talk to our boy Travis Thomas. Lives up here in New England. Travis joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Trav, what's up, man? How you been?
Boys, hearing that music and then your plug for Scotty's Vodka, I got to tell you something. I've combined both of those things many a night in my life, my friend.
I'm glad to hear it, dude.
What's going on, brother?
Yo, so we were at dinner the other night. I look up and you were on TV. I got such a kick out of it, which is dumb because you're always on TV, but it still just made me happy.
I know. I feel the same. Anytime I see you guys doing anything, man, it's just, you know, it's crew love, man. And I'm seeing a lot of media members from D.C. I ran into Mitch, JP. I ran into Chick Hernandez. And all these guys just showing me love, man. And, it, you know, obviously I miss home. And people ask me all the time, like, you know, you seem like you're having a great time up there in Boston. Do you ever miss the DMV? And I'm like, yo, that's home. There's no such thing as – there's no comparison. Like, you know, nothing ever feels like coming back home or being at home. So nothing compares to the DMV. You know what I mean? So I don't even hold Boston to that type of standard. I'm just trying to enjoy myself wherever I'm at in life, but nothing will ever equal home. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm. How's the family, dude? How is everything like in your life? Like the real stuff that matters.
Man, everything's hectic on the work side of things, obviously, with the Patriots. You know, ramping up. We know tonight is game night. I'll be at the game tonight. Red Sox are finally putting it together. Looks like they're going to have a playoff run. How deep, we'll see. Celtics re-signed Joe Mazzulla. There's a Tom Brady statue unveiled tonight. I mean, there's just a lot going on in town. So this is one of those towns, man. Like, I just said this to Chick Hernandez when I saw him. I said, bro, I talked more baseball in my first 6 months being in Boston than I did my entire career in the DMV. And that was, by the way, JP, you and I covered this together. B. Mitch, you and I were at the parade together. That's with a Nationals World Series. So it's still, like, crazy to me just how much of a sports town this is here. So I'm just, I mean, this time of year is insane, man. The only other time that sort of rivals it is in the fall when Bruins, Celtics start back up, Patriots are in full season, and if the Red Sox are in the postseason, which it looks like they will be this year, it's like everything's going at once. That's pretty insane, but it's just mad busy. You know, I work 7 days a week practically here.
I believe it, man. It's funny, I opened the show yesterday. I've been listening to Boston Sports Radio driving around up here, and these dudes were calling in. I think I was listening to the Sports Hub, and these dudes were calling in so pissed off about the Red Sox loss. Meanwhile, they had won seven in a row and are in first place in the division. You know what I mean? And it's like they were so mad because they dropped that one game to the Royals the other night. And I was like, damn, nobody calls about the Nats in D.C. and they're god-awful.
Right.
Different world.
Yeah, but you guys know this too. And I know we're going to talk Patriots. I'll bring it back to that. That's exactly why Belichick and Brady worked here specifically. Now, the winning obviously doesn't hurt, right? But those two, particularly Belichick, was so miserable. Wins, losses, sunny day, you know, cloudy day, snowy day. It didn't matter. He was just miserable. And so I think, you know, I think that resonated with a lot of people here. Brady, just very head down, lunch pail. Hey, this Super Bowl's great. We're thinking about next year. Like, what? You know, so I think that's, in a lot of ways, that's the dichotomy of this town. Like, they celebrate like nobody's business. I mean, I did catch a championship here. That Celtics championship run was awesome. The parade was great. They do celebrate, and it's a drunk-ass town, so they know how to party. But I tell you what, man.
That's definitely true.
That's true. Now, winning or losing, they're going to be miserable, too, now. You can bet that.
Let me ask you a question, though. Are they still acting as if this is the Brady-led Patriots?
No.
They
you
understand that they got to build, because, like, I mean, right now, they are really, really happy about Drake May, and they're starting to push him, but he hasn't proven it to anybody yet.
Yeah, that's right. You know what it reminds me of, B-Mitch? It's kind of, and our audience there will understand this. The Redskins for years and then Commanders for years were just going through rebuild. And then every now and again, you get a season or two where they're putting it together and there would be that hope. And then it would, you know, Snyder would mess it up and we'd start over again, rinse and repeat. I would say what I'm feeling here, because I'm so familiar with what I just described to you, I would say I think we're entering a stage where they have been beat down since Brady has left. Because at the end of Belichick, it was not good. And they finally ripped that Band-Aid off, and they thought they were starting the real rebuild with Gerard Mayo, and that was a new era, and we saw how that worked. And so now they have the coach right, they have the quarterback right, and I think now they're sort of entering that, okay, we can love again. Like, I think there's been some healing here, but they know they're never – getting that dynasty back. That may never happen again. So for anybody. So I think that's the stage we're in, B Mitch. Commanders fans know that feeling. They don't feel it now. You guys got it going on. But they all know what I'm describing. I think that's where Patriots fans are right now. They can love again, but they're not there yet.
Okay. Talking with our friend Travis Thomas here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Trav at Travis Thomas EXP. Of course, watch all of his work via YouTube on New England Sports Network, NESN. Dude, so I find that interesting. Do people up here feel like Drake is the guy? Like, has he shown enough that there's that level of excitement, or is it still kind of a question mark?
Oh, no. He's a guy. And by the way, I'll stamp it myself. I've seen enough bad quarterback play. I've seen enough great quarterback play in my own career, in my own lifetime. And I'll tell you why. He's the guy because he was thrust into a situation like many rookie quarterbacks are, where you're going to a bad team. I mean, like, the cupboard is there, hence why you were drafted where you were drafted, okay? So all these guys, Caleb, Jaden, Drake, you know, Bo Nix went to a great situation. Michael Penix went to a great situation. You could argue J.J. McCarthy went to a great situation, but most of these guys went to poor franchises that were struggling at the time. So, Drake May got here. You have the worst offensive line I have ever seen in my damn life, and I've been covering football a long time. This is – I've seen college – I've covered college and high school offensive lines that were more competent than what Drake May had last season. He had no weapons to speak of. He really still doesn't. He gets an aging Stephon Diggs, but Lord knows that's an upgrade over what he had. He had a head coach with zero experience and a defensive-minded one at that. I just think we just watched. It was hell on earth for me to watch these Patriots games last year. If I wasn't paid to watch them and I didn't have to watch them, Oh, my God. I would have rather watched any team in the league the last three seasons, but particularly last season. So,
wow.
With all that being said, he still showed flashes. He still kept them in games. They don't win four games without Drake May, let me tell you right now. So I think that is why you hear and you see the confidence that you do in him. Now, I think people are going a little crazy when you start comparing to Jaden Daniels, when this guy just had a historic rookie year that we may never see again. I get all that. But I think the confidence you're speaking to is because they watch this guy perform really admirably and honorably in football hell, because that's what he was in for his rookie year.
Yeah, I get that, man. I mean, that team was bad. So specifically for tonight, what are you looking for? What are New England fans really waiting to see?
Competency. I'll give you a great example. I was at the practice yesterday, and look, man. Last year, the Eagles came to town for the open practice. I am here to tell you, it was varsity and JV, and not just from a talent standpoint. We all know how good the Eagles are. Okay, we get it. But the things that I was seeing with drills, guys not knowing where to go, coaching staff not having a clue, the open practice itself, it was just little bro, big bro. Like, the Eagles were just doing whatever they wanted to the Patriots, throwing them around. It was disheveled. No one knew what was going on. It wasn't just a talent thing. It was an organizational thing. Wow. At the open practice that I was just at, I saw competitiveness between the Commanders and the Patriots. Players knew where to go when the horn sounded for drills. Vrabel, I watched getting a multitude of fights with players, including getting bloodied in one of them. I mean, it was like, it was just together. Everything was, it looked like what it's supposed to look like. It looked competent. And I'm not even kidding. That's how low the bar is here now, guys. Like, it is rock bottom city around here.
Wow.
As it pertains to these Patriots. So tonight, that's what everyone's looking for. Just, are you on, or do you know your assignments? Are there offsides? Are there stupid penalties and turnovers? Do you guys look like you don't know what you're doing? That's what they're used to here. So now with Vrabel here, everyone's just looking for competency, and like, you look like a grown-up professional NFL team, and I believe that's what we're gonna get.
It's interesting you say that, Trav, because I don't know how much you noticed this, but it seemed like a lot of Patriots fans and even some of the media were like really trying to make a lot of assumptions based on a joint practice the other day about how good New England looked and, you know, who won the practice, this and that.
Craziness.
And part of me wonders if people aren't just so excited to have what seems like a real professional organization again, that they were making these, like, reach of claims. Because it definitely seems like Vrabel has reinstilled, okay, we're a real organization again.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what. That what you're feeling is what's happening. It has been so bad. I've been here three seasons now, okay? The first two were the end of Belichick. I literally watched the end of Belichick's era. They were miserable. Miserable. Awful product. He's miserable even when you win, so imagine when you're losing.
Right.
It was like a, you know what it was, guys? It was like a dark cloud. It really, I'm just describing what it felt like. It felt like a dark cloud over the organization. And again, my many years down there of the Snyder era, I know how that feels. So that's how I recognized it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mayo was a glimmer of hope. Drake May, drafting him, a glimmer of hope. So there was cautious optimism around the Patriots then. And they were a dumpster fire, okay? So now, enter Mike Vrabel, who everyone was screaming a year ago, that's who you should hire. They didn't. Okay, got it. They got him now. You bring back a Josh McDaniels as offensive coordinator. Drake May showed you, I can play. I belong. Hey, let's go back to that open practice, JP. That dude was sharp.
Yeah, he looked good.
He looked like he belonged on the same field, at least, as Jaden Daniels. So there's optimism again. And that's, I think that's what you're hearing, and that's what you're feeling. That's like we're coming back outside after a 3-year hurricane. It's just wiped everything out.
And that's your question, though. All right, now we know McDaniel. He can get a little run. He can go out there sometime, but Belichick was always able to pull him back. Will Vrabel be able to do the same thing?
We're gonna find out. My gut is yes, and the reason why, B. Mitch, is I actually learned this from you. You can learn a lot of things from what people say, but you got to watch how they move and watch their actions. Right. And I'm telling you now. I don't know if you know him or not. I feel like you and Braves would be best friends because this dude, he's got a lot of Brian Mitchell in him, just the way he carries himself. He's an alpha. And everyone in that building says, lip service, well, you know, Vrabel's in charge. We in the media, JP, we roll our eyes. We hear it all the time. They said Jim Zorn was in charge, too. But what I learned from B. Mitch is watching people and observing people and body language and how does – oh, okay. No. That dude, he is in charge. They do listen to him. So my gut is yes, B. Mitch, and you're right because Josh McDaniels can get a little cute. But I'll say this. I don't think he has that luxury this year. And what I mean by that is Drake May is still so young, B. Mitch, and they don't have weapons. You almost – I think personnel-wise – and reality-wise, Josh McDaniels isn't going to be able to get cute this year. You know, I think he'll get nuts and bolts of his offense, which is good. It's a good offense, obviously. And then as they acquire weaponry, as they build an offensive line, then Vrabel will probably have to pull McDaniels back a little bit. Uh-huh. But this year, I don't think that's the case. I think you're working with bare bones. He's not going to be able to get cute this year, I don't think.
Yeah, you know, you did start to see, you know, I thought Drake looked pretty good to your point and had some real flashes. And I think you started to see some of that McDaniels offense even the other day, especially with who's the young receiver? Is it Pop Douglas they call him? I thought he looked pretty good.
He's from Liberty. He went to Liberty.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's local. Yeah.
I thought he looked pretty good and kind of just the quick outs to the sideline or the in-breakers, just like little quick chunk plays, 8 yards, 9 yards. And I think, is McDaniels the right guy to develop a young quarterback?
Yeah, man. I mean, look, I'm not going to question Josh McDaniels' resume as an offensive coordinator. Now, if we want to talk head coaches, that's a short conversation, right? But, yeah, as an offensive coordinator, absolutely. I'll say this. I would rather tell you what I see in Drake May when I watch him because it's a comp, and it's also something we're watching play out in the NFL right now. And I think I think the Patriots are going to take a book out of this. I know they just lost an offensive lineman. But I think what's going on in L.A. with the Chargers, what Harbaugh is doing with Justin Herbert, pay attention because I think you'll see that in New England. This is just my hot take. But I do think Josh McDaniels is not going to ask in Drake May year two. I don't think he's going to ask much of him. I actually think you're going to see an efficient, just like you see with Justin Herbert, since Harbaugh has arrived, you want to run the ball. They're going to figure that out, and they're going to run it by committee here, just like they do in L.A. You don't have great weapons on the outside, just like they don't in L.A. And you have this big, strong, robotic quarterback with a rocket launcher arm who can make every throw off every platform. He can throw a football over those mountains. He has all that. So I honestly think that's what we're going to see here. And that's a pretty good football team. You know, Mike Vrabel's kind of Harbaugh-like, toughness, all that. I think they're going to be they're going to cover a lot of spreads. They're certainly going to win more than 4 games, but I'm not putting them in the playoffs like everyone else. You know, I think the ceiling could be 9 wins, but I'm more in that 7-10, 8-9, 9-8 range. If that's realistic, and that's a much better product than last year. But I think you'll see an efficient Drake May. I don't think this is like everyone compares him to Josh Allen. That's not what I see. I see more of a Herbert, not in a bad way, but just a systemic. You know, you got to schematically put him in positions to be successful, and if you do, he can do that. And that's sort of what I see. I see a Chargers Justin Herbert, and even in the way they play, I think we'll see that from the Patriots this year.
I like that. I don't think Josh Allen is a good comp. I think he's kind of a one of one. I think the Herbert comp makes a lot of sense. Impossible question here, but do you have like a prediction tonight? Do you think, does this matter to the Pats to get a win? You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Well, I would say this. I would say yes to that if it wasn't Tom Brady statue night. Mm. Honestly. And I know that sounds like a joke, but I'm being dead serious. Just moving around today in this town and seeing the number 12 jerseys on every man, woman, child. I swear to God, I saw someone walking a dog with a Tom Brady jersey on it. Like, you guys don't understand. I mean, obviously, we all know Brady is the GOAT. But, like, here in this town, I don't know if GOAT is high enough. This is deity stuff. Like, this feels like, yeah, dude, this feels like worship. So, I think because of that, it overshadows the importance of this game. Like, and then Jaden Daniels not playing, you know, so now you lose a little juice with the Drake May, Jaden, because they were quick to run with it that, you know, Drake May outplayed Jaden Daniels. I was the one guy in town who said everyone needs to slow the hell down for a second.
That is not
all
accurate.
And I didn't even – it didn't feel like Jaden Daniels worked that hard to me because it's so normal. It's right. Just like – it's so ordinary. I'm just like, is Jaden Daniels even sweating today? No, he's not, because this is automatic like a layup. So, you know, Drake May's the guy with stuff to prove. Of course he's working hard out here. So, look – I think you lose a little juice with that matchup. You take a little of the vinegar off, like we need to get off to a good start because of Brady night. So, no, I don't think there's going to be that sense of urgency. But, again, Mike Vrabel has entered the chat because he's going to be the guy saying, no, we need to go out here and kick some ass so we can get off to the right foot. So I do think the Patriots may have that urgency, but I don't think the hype around the game is anywhere near that. It just seems like it's Tom Brady night, and that's the end of it around town here.
It'll be fun to watch Brady. I still think it's weird it's a preseason game, but I get that he has a busy, busy schedule. So you do it when you can.
I mean, that's a GOAT, man. What are you going to do? He's dictating the terms. My right. Only hope, guys, is that it's a good-looking statue. Whoever did that Dwayne Wade statue needs to stay far away from Boston, because I want no part of that.
My thought is just thank goodness it's not an installation, because I can tell you those things suck.
With just a jersey and a stick figure.
Like a mannequin from Dick's. Trav, thank you for the time, man. Great to hear from you.
Be cool, brother.
Appreciate you guys, man. Anytime, man. You guys are
We miss hearing you screaming from down the hall like the old days, man.
I know. They actually make comments about that now at radio, because I do radio here on WEEI and TV on Nesson, of how loud I am. So I'm.
Oh, you're loud, man. Trav, you loud, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I know.
When I can call someone loud, they're loud.
Yeah, I've always been like that, too. Imagine. Teachers hated me growing up, bro. Hated me.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care.
See you guys.
The Travis Thomas Experience, man. You talk about one of one.
That's an experience.
Give Trav a follow at Travis Thomas EXP. Here's what we're going to do. Phone lines open the rest of the show. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's time to ask B. Mitch anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
One more time. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Got football on tonight, folks. Commanders, Patriots, preseason game one. I can't believe we're here, man, but here it comes. We close out every week with Ask B. Mitch Anything. It's your turn to ask an NFL legend whatever question you want. Phone number is 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Let's kick it off from La Plata, my man Larry.
What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. How you doing? First of all, let me wish you a terrific weekend. Secondly, I can't tell you how thrilled I am that they're finally retiring Art Monk's jersey. I mean, he was clearly one of my favorites, particularly during the Super Bowl era. Brian, who should be next? Would you agree that it should be Riggins? He's a Hall of Famer. He carried the team on his back during the playoffs, during the championship game, during the Super Bowl. It's my sense, particularly since he is in the Hall of Fame, that 44 is long overdue to be retired. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I thought it was. It's not?
No.
They just don't. It's unofficially.
Unofficial, yeah.
I thought it should. It was already done, so yes, it should be.
Riggins has the most iconic play in franchise history. Mm-hmm. I mean, that Super Bowl fourth down run. I got no problem if it's Riggo next.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all.
Where do you think they stop, though? You do run out of numbers at a certain
point. You run out of numbers at a certain point, but just like when Joe allowed people to wear his, bring it out. So I think, but Joe's retired or not? His unofficial too.
Wow. Unofficial.
But, I think so. I think that one, because nobody wears it anyway.
Right. Well, it also helps now that players can kind of wear any number they want. Mm-hmm. So you're not as confined numerically, which maybe helps if you start to retire some more. But, yeah, I think Riggo's a pretty easy one. The biggest injustice right now is that Ricky Sanders isn't in the Ring of Fame.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that really stands out to me, like,
I'm
so happy for Tana. Honestly, I didn't even know that Ricky Sanders wasn't in until last year. And I think they do have a gang of younger guys that need to get in that Ring of Fame. Mm-hmm. Tana deserves it. I think Portis, Kerrigan, Cooley. Like, you got some guys you got to get in there. But I think they should only do one a year. And I think next year it needs to be Rick. I think you got to put 83 up there.
Yeah. Rick was good, man.
I mean, Ronald Reagan didn't ask about Gary Clark or Art Monk. Ronald Reagan asked about Ricky Sanders.
Where's Ricky Sanders?
Ben is in Burtonsville. Ben.
What up, Ben?
Ask B anything.
I got a depressing question for you.
Great.
Do you think 20 years from now the NFL will be flag football?
No. It's going to still be some level of violence. It's never going to be flag, though. Nobody's going to pay no money like they're paying to see flag.
I think the league is really smart in embracing flag football.
Yeah.
Because I think it just makes more people football fans.
Yeah, true.
And
you support all types, and you're going to get more people watching it, but you're going to have some level of barbaric acts going on for people to be spending that type of money for it. All the way back from when you used to have the people in the lion cage. You know, you got to have some
gladiator.
You got to have some level of barbaric stuff for people to really pay you astronomical amounts of money to see it.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Hit us up. Ask Beamish anything. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the text thread here. Jeff, what the hell? I know it's Ask Beamish anything. You know what? B, what the hell did Jeff just text us?
Something about some clock.
I don't know. That is a weird one.
One of my boys, where they work, they have to use a breathalyzer to check in.
Wow.
For real?
Yeah, to clock in and clock out.
Wow.
That's crazy.
To clock in and clock out?
So they clock out.
If you come in sober, you can't be leaving. Do they sell alcohol there or something?
I think they do. I don't know what he do, but he said this can't be real
I told you about the thing. I was on my way riding one day, and this Jeep passed by me, and I saw the Jeep just go off the road and roll over. And then it came back on the wheels, and the dude went on, just kept going towards Dulles.
Wow.
And I ended up calling 911 because I saw it right in front of me.
Yeah.
And they ended up catching a guy about to go into the gate to go to work.
Wow. Wow.
So, you know, some people need to check it before they go to work.
All right. I got one for you via social media. This is from Curtis, 1906. My Ask Beamish Anything question is, so many people think fielding punts is just catch the ball and run, but listening to you over the years, there's so much more. Can you take us through the steps of actually catching a punt?
All right. Well, that week you're going to find out where the guy lines up, how he lines up when he's kicking the ball
punter.
Left, right, the punter.
Okay.
You want to know what his average is. So if his average punt is 45 yards, you want to line up at 45 yards. So if he hits 150, you can get back to it. If he hits 140, you can get up to it. You want to make sure you read which type of spin he puts on the ball. Is he a guy that turns the ball over all the time where the nose turns over or does the nose stay up, which means the tail is going to tail away from you? All that stuff. And then once you get out on the field, you got to know the wind, whether it's going to be sun in your eyes or how you got to view it, how you got to turn your body to catch it, lights, where the lights are going to be. And then once the ball is kicked, then you got to realize, are your guys getting a good block on the release guys?
A lot of moving parts, dude.
You know? And once you get back there and people are coming down, now you got to also understand, if I had a signal with my guys where if I see a lane and I look you in the eyes, don't stop. Keep blocking because I'm going to return this. And you'll notice right before the guy gets to you, they slow up a little bit. Guy just comes shielding. You catch the ball, you can go. So it's a lot more stuff. And then, what are you going to do when you catch it? You got a left return on, okay? They've kicked the ball short right. You run up full speed to it. Are you going to try to loop back to get to the left side, or are you going to just take the ball and get a little left and then get up the field and find what you can find? You know, so it's all kind of different little things that you got to deal with, and it's not just catching it, you know?
You're right.
Yeah, it's all the stuff prior to it, and then once you get it, the end result, you want to be able to hand the ball to the offense. If you don't hand it to the offense, you got a problem.
I think you did a much better job explaining that than Jameis Winston did.
Ostriches. A bunch of ostriches coming down the tackle.
Staring at the moon. Another one I got on social media. This is from our guy Titus, who's a big-time listener.
What up, T?
Says, Ask B, did you watch Rod Gardner on Amazing Race?
No.
So we've been watching Amazing Race with the girls, and so now we're going back and watching previous seasons. And I totally forgot that Rod Gardner was on there until I was watching, and I'm looking.
He's a workout warrior.
Yo, he's jacked.
Yeah.
His wife
work out all the time, dog.
She's easy on the eyes, too. would you ever – his question is, would you ever consider going on the Amazing Race? No.
No.
All right, so we don't have to know. All right, the question is, if you were to go on Amazing Race, who from the five of us would you want to be your teammate? Me, Jeff, Lamphill, or White Brian?
Ooh.
I'm going to need somebody that can run consistently. I go with you. Because you get all that running around they want you to do. They do a lot of running, though.
Yeah.
And then, well, since you know all the capitals and stuff, you travel a little bit. You could talk to a few people for me. You know, Jeff going to get caught up into something, and I'm not going to be able to find him. We're going to lose it. So... White Brian, I don't know. White Brian, Lamphill gonna just like hell with that. I ain't doing nothing.
Lamphill, would you like to go on the Amazing Race?
Absolutely not. Are you kidding me? No.
I actually am kidding. I knew that that was not something you'd be interested in. Let's get another call in here. Derek's in Oxon Hill. Derek, ask B. Mitch anything.
All right. How you doing, B. Mitch?
Good, brother.
JP Philly, glad to talk to you guys. Hey, B. Mitch, this Sunday they got the military appreciation at the practice field. Will y'all be out there?
I plan to be there.
All right. Hoping I get to see you. I ran into y'all a few times, took pictures with y'all, shook your hands, so hoping to see y'all again. And I have one more question. This was from, like, a couple of weeks ago. Y'all asked, who do you think was the best sports movie that you've seen? So I want to know, have you ever seen Bingo Long and the Traveling All-Stars?
Now, I heard about that one. I've never seen it, though.
It's real good. It's a baseball movie starring James Earl Jones, Billy Dee Williams, and Richard Pryor. Very good movie.
All right. Wow, I just pulled this up. That looks interesting.
That got to be funny as hell. Richard Pryor was in it.
Yeah, man.
It is. It's funny, and it's real good.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks, dude. Good call.
Thank y'all for taking my call. Have a great day.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right. We got one more. Stu is in Fort Wayne.
Stu.
What up?
What is going on, guys? How you doing?
We're good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Quick question. Diehards here, man, going back to the 80s, and I've always wanted to know that 91 championship, NFC championship game, or the game with the Falcons, I should say, before Detroit, they were mouthing off all week. Glanville, Jerry brought the whole crew in. Mm-hmm. I know Giz was always like, nobody say nothing. Don't give them anything. And all this. And you guys always were like that. What were you saying to yourselves that week? You looked like you couldn't wait to get to them.
Oh, we couldn't wait to get on the football field because we were going to find out real quick because we had already whipped them during the regular season. So we knew we had them. They didn't have enough for us, man. You know, and, like, they were out there with that too legit to quit with that MC Hammer on the sideline. We gave them too much so they had to quit.
You had no other choice but to quit.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Stu. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you, everybody.
55-20-something earlier that year.
Didn't Ribbon have 5 touchdowns in that game or something?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy score.
All right. When we come back, we got to make some bets. Big fall football game tonight. Figure out who won the week.
It'll be a fall game tonight too, bro.
It could be. Nobody go anywhere. Be Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Shout out to Chris Kerwin for getting me and B some lunch.
Yes.
I got a chicken Caesar wrap. B got a burger.
Smash burger.
Lanville, you'll be shocked to know that B finished his burger before I finished half of my chicken Caesar wrap.
I don't play with my food.
Yo, you put that thing down.
Remember last night? I was quick to.
Remember the size of Bram's steak?
Oh, bro.
Yo, you give me a hard time about a small steak. I've never seen a steak that size.
He looked like he had a 3 ounce.
Davio's good, though, man. I've now eaten. I went from never having eaten there to eating there twice in a row.
Wow.
Back to back.
It was good last night. I had the pasta. Landville, this will upset you. I got pasta for dinner last night. It was really good.
Didn't eat long.
I barely ate half of it, mm-hmm. which you said before I ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said to the waitress, I was like, hey, I'd love to take this to go. She said, sure. She brought me a box. I carried the box to the hotel, and then I carried it to the restaurant bar we went to after the hotel, and then I left it there. That was going to be my plan, was to eat
somebody
that
ate
pasta.
Some good food this morning.
So I'm sorry about that, Landfill. I didn't mean to offend you. All right, let's make some bets. White Brian, I don't think this was my week, man. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think – I know I won last night with the Ravens.
You were the cooler.
But how'd we do this week?
Yeah, B-Mitch, no one was close. B-Mitch won.
What'd he do, 4-1 this week, 3-1?
Yeah, 5-1. And no one else went above 500.
5-1.
Damn. What are your dad games tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, when you start telling them dumbass jokes, it's going to be fun.
Maybe the joke portion will be done by the time we get there.
Nah, we're going to get there in time. We're going to figure it out. It's going to be fun.
What do you got going Sunday? You going to go to practice?
Yes, I'm playing.
Damn, dude. So we get one off day, flying home, dad games,
yep.
Cannon Club. Shout out to the Cannon Club. Excited to come play some golf there tomorrow afternoon. I do think Sunday's practice is an afternoon practice, though, so at least there's like a
no sleep time,
a little bit of chill time Sunday morning to relax a hair.
Gotcha.
Lauren and the girls are going to the beach, so I'm going to be solo, which is always presents its own interesting dynamics.
Did they cook some food before they left for you?
I highly doubt it. All I'm getting texts about, apparently, is I need to get a lot of trash out of the garage. Not like, oh, I love you, I miss you, you're so good looking. Just, hey, there's a bunch of trash in the garage that you need to get out.
Yeah, like things like they can't do it themselves.
I think we.
I normally get like that type of stuff sometimes. I get like the ring battery needs to be changed. Change it. And they charge it up. And then like I put the water jugs outside, but they say they're gonna sit out there until I bring them back in.
What, you guys have the big gallon water jug thing?
5 gallon.
Like the big joint.
Yeah, but it's like 5-6 of them come at a time, and if I don't bring them in, they're going to stay there.
I could see the full ones maybe being too heavy for them to carry.
No, they work out. They can lift. Seriously.
It is funny how that works.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Walk right past them. Boom, 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 boom. Yep, get that.
Jeff, you got. I imagine you have 100 things going on this weekend. Where are you DJing? Where can people check you out? Is there a pool party?
No pool parties. Our next pool party, the last pool party of the summer, is September 1st. But
JP and I were going to roll in, but nah, Jeff, we decided not to.
Hey.
I got to be honest. I've seen the videos of Jeff's pool party. I don't think I could go at 43 years old, father of two. I don't think I could go.
Yeah, Lauren would not be mad at me, bro.
There's a better chance of me coming to the bar or the club that Jeff is DJing at than the pool parties. They look wild.
Hey, look, for any single fellas that's out there, this weekend I have two clubs that's going to be full of women. We have Mirror tonight on 9th Street. I go on at 1 o'clock. And tomorrow, we're in Chinatown. I have this girl called Diamond the Body. I don't know.
I saw your video with her.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but for some reason.
You don't know the person, but you putting it out there?
For some reason, B, as soon as we dropped her as the guest, all the ladies went crazy and started buying up all the tables. It's more women in the club with tables this weekend than men.
Interesting.
So, fellas, that's bachelor. It's called 202 Lounge. Fellas, that's single, hey, you might find your wife.
Have you talked to Toby about coming? We're trying to get Toby's, you know, some time with the ladies. Maybe Toby needs to come. What was
every time?
Landfill, you are a fool.
What's the young lady's name that's performing?
Diamond the Body.
Do you think Toby is a Diamond the Body fan? B?
No.
I'm gonna leave my joke off here.
White Brian, what do you have planned? Maybe you and Rose can go see Diamond the Body. I'm sure Jeff will get you good seats.
Yeah, as fun as that sounds, I got work.
Damn, White Brian just stays working. Landfill, considering you'll have to be up tonight to watch.
Yeah, yellow hair.
Terrific. The Commanders game. What is your sleep schedule going to be this weekend?
Man, I think I'm going to need to take a nap before I leave here today. I'm pretty tired.
You're going to take a nap in the studio? What, Linnell's apartment where that little couch is?
Probably.
I mean, you are going to run out of time. By the time you drive home, say that's 45 minutes. So you get home at like 4 o'clock, kickoff's at 7:30. That might not be enough time to sleep.
He's there. He's not talking to you.
He just decided he's done. I'll decide that we're done then.
He's not talking to you.
Fun day today. Thank you to everybody that listened. Shout out to Jeff for the Madden review. Thank you to Chick Hernandez for joining us. Thank you to AJ Francis for joining us.
Travis.
Thank you to Travis Thomas for joining us. Busy, busy day. If you're looking for me, I will be on Channel 4 all afternoon and after the game. If you're looking for Brian, watch the game. He's going to be calling it. It'll be B-Mitch and Chick. Kickoff at 7:30, pregame show at 7, correct?
You got it.
There you go. Busy night, man. Should be a lot of fun. Grant and Danny coming your way next. I'm sure those guys have a lot to discuss what they want to see tonight from the Commanders. Thank you for listening. You made it this far. Jeff owes you tickets to Diamond the Body, whatever that means.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.